The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this episode of Happy Hour. This week we are joined by such an exciting guest. I am so excited to have you on, Kenzie, because I feel like we were just saying, you can be such a private person sometimes. Yeah. So this can give everyone a real insight to who you are.
I know. I'm excited to like open up a little bit because like you said, I am a pretty like private person when it comes to social media, not even like on purpose. I just find myself just keeping things like more under wraps, and yeah. I'm an open book. You can ask me anything. I feel like it'll be really interesting.
Okay, so tell everyone where they can find you if they haven't followed you on Instagram or YouTube.
Okay, so my Instagram, my YouTube, all of that stuff is just Kenzie Meads. You can find me anywhere on that. I'm from the Cape. I'm 22. I've known Gretchen. How long have we known each other?
But only like, I think a year or two?
A year. Like I would say like probably a year. But like, I'm so excited to be here and be on the podcast.
I know. I was thinking of guests and I was like, I need to get Kenzie on here. Guys, I was telling her like before we really started this, how I selfishly love getting people on here that I want to like reconnect with or catch up with.
Yeah.
Because then it's like, I just get to catch up with them for an hour and it's like,
and it's
we're just
going to
hang out, chit chat.
And then people get to just like know kind of deeper into like your dynamic, like with that person, you know, and like more of an insight on, I feel like that's always fun, especially when you follow people through social media, kind of seeing like their friends, because it's always interesting to see like who you attract into your life, and like that always says a lot, you know what I mean? So it's interesting like following people.
Okay, so you're in Florida right now. I wish everyone could see you.
Where know, you are. I'm literally in a basement right now in Florida. I haven't updated my life in so long, so I feel like people that will listen to this are gonna be like, what, like what are you talking about, like what do you, I mean, I'm sure they'll know what I'm doing because of Bubs, but yeah, I'm down in Florida.
Wait, where in Florida are you?
Right now, I'm probably like 45 minutes from Orlando. Okay. I honestly, I think it's called Kissimmee, something like that.
Kissimmee. Oh my God, I've been there.
I can never like think of, I can never remember how to pronounce it.
You're like, yeah, Kissimmee.
Oh my gosh. I don't even know. But
Kenzie,
yeah,
that's I literally went there when I was a little girl because when we were like going to Disney or whatever, like I remember staying there.
Oh yeah. It's so, it's like right next to Disney, but also there's a bunch of like tracks down here and stuff. So isn't that so funny?
Okay. You need to go to Disney. That's so fun. It looks so sunny and warm right now.
It's so hot out. It's probably like 78.
Okay, I'm so jealous. If you hear Brody chomping on his bone right now, it's because he's right next to me. If you guys want a little background on like how we met, everything like that, I thought we could tell you. I think the very first time we met was on the plane to Hawaii. Was it Hawaii?
Yeah.
Because we were going. Like basically background is that we're with the same management and I feel like we were just bound to meet at some point or another because I was living in Boston and you're from the Cape.
Watch your videos and like back like six, I was in like the sixth grade, like back in the day, and it's just so funny.
I remember you telling me that like on the plane or whatever. Guys, I feel like me and Kenzie got so close on like these plane rides together. We would just like dish our whole life and I'd be like, okay, catch me up and everything.
There was one plane ride where we didn't do anything but like talk the whole entire time. It was like 3 hours. We had our like computers open and like I don't even think we touched them. And we're just
like, no. Everyone's probably okay at 6 a.m. Why are these girls like having deep life chats?
Everyone else is sleeping with their eye mask on and we're like, so.
I'm like, so your dogs.
I know. So, I wanted to talk about dogs.
I know. We'll get to your dogs.
You have a baby. Yeah, you have a little guy. And I feel like it's such like everyone, I feel like that has a dog that like isn't already like an actual mom. Like I love talking about it because it makes me feel like I'm like a literal mom, like with children. Oh, yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
I feel like one.
Yeah. I was so nervous to meet you because I had this idea. Okay, this is going to sound funny, but I had this idea of you in my head, right? And I feel like maybe you don't know this, but like, you know, you're obviously spent a lot of time in Boston with college and everything and like living there after. And you know, you're a pretty well-known girl around the town, and I feel like everyone always speaks so highly of you, and in your videos you come across as so, you know, genuine and happy and like just like such a positive like influence on like everyone. And so I was really nervous because I was like, I wonder if she's like actually is always like that, you know what I mean? I was like, I wonder if she's if that's how she's gonna like be in real life. And of course, like, you're exactly the same in your videos as you are in real life. And I feel like the best way to describe it is that you give like big sister energy, you know what I mean? Because you just like so seem like a really like naturally nurturing and like caring positive person. You just give me like big sister vibes. So I was just like so excited to meet you because I want to see if, you know, you're like how you are in your videos and like that radiated like in real life, and it did. So I was like, cool. Love that.
Okay, I need to tell everyone the real tea on you, because you probably don't even know this, or I'm sure you get this a lot, but I feel like a lot of my like personal and real life friends will be like, oh my gosh, I follow this girl, Kenzie. Like, she's literally gorgeous, stunning, like so inspired by her Instagram. I'm like, I know she's like perfect, but they're like, oh my God, like she looks so like intimidating, or like she seems like scared. Do you know what I mean? You probably get the intimidating a lot.
Everyone always thinks that. And I feel like you can vouch for me. I'm such a sensitive, emotional, like, always worried about like, is everyone else okay? Like, are they like, are they okay? Like, should I do something for them? Like, are they mad? Like, you know what I mean? I'm completely the opposite.
I feel like it almost like doesn't come across on like, well, in pictures you can't ever know because you just see like what a person looks like, you can't see like their personality. So I feel like that may be something, if people like only follow you on Instagram, they wouldn't even know what an angel you are in real life. Like, I always tell people, I'm like, you guys like wouldn't even believe it, but like, if you can just sit down with her and chat about anything, like, she's such an angel and a sweetheart. And I feel like that
same way to you.
Is something that like may not come across, but obviously if people see your YouTube videos, maybe they would like get that vibe. I remember the first YouTube video of yours that I found, it might have even been before we were with like the same management or anything, but you, was it your first video, or am I might be making this up, was a Christmas haul. You showed like what you got for Christmas.
It wasn't my first video, but I used to be obsessed with these videos when I was younger. I just like, not even to see like what, I just like thought it was like interesting. I just like, I love Christmas. My mom loves it and like loves the whole vibe. And so that'd be my favorite thing is when YouTubers, when I could watch YouTube so young in like the fifth or sixth grade with like the Fowler sisters, and I was like in love with them. And then I would watch you and like just everyone, like that, just that whole entire, I feel like, era back in the day, like when YouTube was like first a thing, and I was like too young to do it and like too scared. I was in like sixth grade. And I feel like that's a big thing that, you know, started like my YouTube channel, is people really like seeing like the what I got for Christmas videos and the hauls, which I definitely stray away from now. But
I loved watching them because I think that's something too that people could miss. Like, I feel like when you see people on Instagram or YouTube and they have their hauls and whatever, you could be like, oh, they're so materialistic. And I could agree that both you and I like nice things, maybe luxury things, like we enjoy them.
So I will be the first person to say that.
Like, there's way more to it than that. And I think that's what people could miss from, like, if they just see your hauls or whatever, they don't see like how down to earth you are. And like, you literally will just go get burgers with me and like jump in the ocean. Or, like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like people don't see that side of things.
A little background I feel like about myself is that me on social media and me in real life are two very different things. Like, I know a lot of people try to, you know, keep those consistent, which I'm trying to like work on that, but it is like, I don't know, it's just the way that I am and the way that it is, I guess, how I present myself on camera. I'm just like shy, I don't really talk much, I just kind of like get to the point of the video, you know. And I that's something I definitely want to work on. I used to do these haul videos because it's like, I'm so into like fashion and that whole entire like world. And so is my mom, not even for like the material side of things, just for like that. We just love fashion and all keeping up with that stuff. And I feel like I started growing my channel like based off of like that whole fashion designer like lifestyle. And now as I get older, I can definitely feel myself kind of drifting away from that a lot. And that's also a reason I drifted away from YouTube, because I was like, I don't even know what to film, and all I'd get asked to do with like these hauls, I don't really know if that's me anymore, you know?
It's hard because you want to be as genuine as you can on your YouTube and be like how you are in real life, but at the same time you are just like naturally more of a private person. And when you've only made YouTube videos that are like hauls and people just want to see that, but you're like, I don't know if I want to do that anymore. Like I might want to switch it up. You're just trying to find like your footing and like how you want to be on YouTube versus like how you are in real life. But it is a hard balance to find, definitely. Yeah. And then, cause if you're like me where it's just like, you're exactly how you are in real life, like you're sharing every literal like intimate moment of your life, it's so hard to separate the two. And I'm like never putting down the vlog camera or never not taking Instagram stories. And I'm like, wait a minute, I need to like catch my breath.
I feel like I was kind of doing YouTube. I kept doing those videos because I feel like that's what people kept wanting to see. And then I realized I was buying all of this stuff, of course, because I would never buy something and spend my money on it if I didn't genuinely like it. But I feel like I was overdoing it a little bit. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, oh, kind of just like got into like this. We're just commenting, like, where are the hauls? Like, where is this? Where is that? Mm-hmm. And I like kept feeding into it. And it got to a point where I was like, wait, I don't have to only do hauls. I don't have to only show like nice stuff. I was like, I am a really cool person. I do really cool stuff. Like that is on a daily basis, like what I actually like, I could show you right now. This is like a $2 bag from the thrift store, and then like some shorts from also the thrift store, like my boyfriend's t-shirt and like old sweatpants. Like I don't, that's not like actually me. It was just like a me on YouTube that I was like, I feel like portraying myself as, and not in like a fake way or anything. It's just that I thought that's what people want to see. So I kept like giving it to them. And then I was like, wait, this isn't even like what I want. I don't want people to view me as just constantly like showing my things, even though that wasn't the way I intended it at all.
Especially after a while on YouTube, you can start to notice a difference and be like, wait a minute, this is like the content that I think everyone wants to see and that is really requested. But sometimes that may not even be the content that you enjoy doing.
Exactly,
and I think after a while you're like, okay, maybe I just want to do what makes me happy and create content that I'm excited about and passionate about. And sometimes that isn't what gets like all the views or whatever. But at the end of the day, like if that's what's making you happy and excited to share, like that's what you have to do because it's your channel.
Exactly. I would just love to, like, when I've made like a video back and everything, I haven't filmed in like, I took pretty much like a year long break. And so I'm restarting like a different way. And I privated all of my old videos just because I just wanted a new start. I was like, that's of course a part of my life. Like I said, I still like nice things. And once in a while, if I see something I really like, I'll definitely treat myself. But I just, this year have in 2020 realized I just want to go a way different direction in my life. And I could stay in this van for like 2 days and be totally happy. And we do it all the time, like when we're traveling from like track to track, or we're staying campers or like the van, or like an Airbnb or whatever it is. And I'm like, that is when I'm the happiest. This is so awesome. I have all my dogs, I have my boyfriend, you know, my family. I have this great life I feel like that I've built because I took that break and I strayed away from that person that I was like solely turning into.
Now you're like, this is what's important and this is what makes me happy, and I have my dogs and my family and my friends and life is good and all the material things like don't matter so much.
I got rid of my car, I got rid of my Range Rover, I got a Jeep Wrangler, like back to the good old days. I used to have one. I kept telling people like I really want to like focus on, you know, myself, my friends, like my family. Of course I was doing it in the past, and I'm actually, I don't want people to think I was like not but I feel like I just got in like this rabbit hole of like social media and comparing myself, getting so wrapped into it. The only way I knew how to get everything under control was just to take a step back and just be like, remember like who you are, where you come from.
Okay, well, I'm definitely not alone in saying that I'm so excited for your comeback. What is something that you're happy about this week?
That one, I, you know, get to be down here and, you know, support
Bubs. He has his, I feel like I'm happy for him. Of course, I'm happy for myself. But the thing I feel like I'm most excited about is to see how he's going to do this weekend. Because this is what it's all for, you know, to see all of that pay off. And I know you can probably relate to that with like Max and everything. It's that, you know, you put such a large amount of your life into supporting someone else. And you like such a great thing that comes from that is seeing them succeed and knowing that you were there to support them like the whole entire way.
Totally. If you guys didn't know, Bubs is Kenzie's boyfriend.
Oh yeah, sorry. My boyfriend. He rides, he like does like motocross, dirt bikes, all that stuff.
So is there a happy quote or idea that you live by, like a favorite quote?
I don't know. I was trying to think of this earlier and I was like a quote that I live by. I don't know.
Just how you are right now. Like you only need the simple things in life to be happy. And, like that's what matters.
I still like nice stuff and like sneakers and stuff like that, like always will be my weakness, but it's just about being conscious, more conscious about it. And I don't know, I feel like I'm growing so much since like the small changes that I have made. So I feel like I just want to continue on that. And just like, I feel like surrounding yourself with, you know, good people. And it's taken me literally 22 years to figure out like who is, you know, my people.
So tell us about when you started YouTube, Instagram, how you started everything like that.
YouTube, I started actually because when I was a senior in high school, I decided that I didn't want to go to school, to college, which was a really big deal because I was working, you know, all of my high school years. I played 3 sports and I played on 3 club teams. I did private training like every single day before school and like private lessons, like all this stuff. So it was a really big deal, like college and to go play field hockey in college. I even actually looked at BU. I was supposed to go to BU for a little while and then I changed like last minute to a different school, and then I ended up just being like, I need to, you know, go a different path in my life. I just felt myself like getting pulled a different direction. Felt like I had to, you know, like follow my instinct and make that decision that like school wasn't for me. So I started YouTube and I started the stores, and it was definitely probably one of the hardest times in my life, but it, you know, paid off the most. So
since you brought it up, tell us about your clothing store. I saw recently you guys went online.
So yeah, since I didn't go to school, obviously that was a big shock, and my parents weren't gonna just let me, you know, just do whatever. They were like, you have to, if you're not going to go to school, we can't force you. Of course, they're upset about it, but they're like, we can't force you to go to school. So I guess we need to figure out a backup plan. So what do you want your backup plan to be? And I was like, I really want to have like a clothing store and then turn that into like a clothing brand. And my mom was like, that's what you really want? Like that's like where your heart's at. And I was like, yeah, you've known this. I was like, I've liked doing this stuff since the 6th grade when I started watching all like the makeup and fashion videos on YouTube. And so we did that, and thankfully my mom is, you know, she's one of the most talented people. Like she has an eye for everything, especially with home decor. So it just mixed in well. We created a lifestyle store. It has accessories, home decor, lots of clothing, just pretty much everything. And there's a few of them and we're opening more. And I'm just so excited about that.
Oh my God. I remember you saying that last time I was with you in person. You're like, we're trying to expand. And it's called Shop Day Off, right?
Yeah. So the website is Shop Day Off. And then the stores, like the one in Mashpee Commons, is just Day Off. And we'll probably expand to, I don't want to say where yet, but 2 places that you obviously for sure know. Very like, it's a big deal and I'm really excited about
exciting.
It.
So,
and then we have one in a town, Brewster, on Cape, and there's also another one opening in Chatham.
Okay, so you started that and I know your mom helped you. I remember seeing those vlogs in the beginning too. You weren't with, who's your first Pomeranian? Biggie's the newest one.
Boston. Yeah. That's
Boston, of course.
Yeah.
And you were with Boston, like in your store, and you were doing your little vlogs. And I'm like, okay, she's so cute. Her dog's so cute. And that's like before I met you. I'm like, I need to meet her.
Oh my God. Yeah. He was, he's the OG. He's the dog that was just like, oh my God, I'm meant to have like 10 of them.
Expanded and grown a lot since then. Cause I remember it would be like just you in your store with Boston, but now you're like, we have all these locations. Like how was the process going online? Like that probably took a lot of setup, everything like that.
Actually, so yeah, we started with the first store in Brewster. It's actually called Palomar. It has a different name. But yeah, it's called Palomar, and we had that in Brewster, just kind of like a random little, you know, Cape Cod town. But it was just on like the main street of that town, and we're just like, okay, this place is so cool, like it's so Cape Cod, like, you know, whatever. So we, that's where our first store was, and we obviously want to expand still, like on Cape. So we expanded to Mashpee, and then we're at like the place, but you know, the put the whole setup together in Chatham, mm-hmm. and then hopefully open a bigger one either probably this year in the fall, mm-hmm. at a different location actually off Cape. It's just so cool to watch, and it's just so weird to think about how like those decisions, like where your decisions in life like lead you. I mean, go to school, like of course, like school is number one, but I'm just saying it wasn't like the path for me, and it's just so,
it's not for everyone, totally. So yeah. The first one's Palomar, and that's still Palomar, but the other ones are day off.
So yeah, my family's Portuguese, so Palomar means by the sea in Portuguese, so that is the name of the first one. But I was always kind of against it a little. I just thought it was going to be kind of hard for people to like remember, and people say it wrong all the time, and then everyone asking like what it meant. So I was like, let's go to something that's just like, you know, day off, like you're shopping on your day off. Bikini, little that. Beach store, like obviously, come on, today off, like you're going shopping, you're going to the beach.
You know? Did you always know that you wanted to, you said you always wanted like maybe a clothing brand, that you always wanted to create a business? Like, have you been very like business oriented, or you were just like, I love fashion, like I know I want to do something like on my own?
Basically, I didn't go to college, and so I missed out on obviously a college education. So that meant that all of, you know, everything I was going to learn was going to have to come from firsthand experience. And I just was really fortunate that my parents are, you know, very fortunate, and they could do that for me, because this would never have happened like without them. I can't just come out of high school and open like a brick and mortar like clothing store. So they did help me out on that, and they're super smart business wise. Neither of them went to school either, but they run a different family business, and my mom had a home decor store like a while ago, so she kind of knew like a little bit, but we are kind of both figuring it out as we went, and I just feel like I learned so much firsthand. I, you know, of course missed out learning in school, but it's still great that I had the opportunity to, you know, start a business from the ground up and learn firsthand how to do everything.
And I think that's what's important too, and sometimes people don't realize, like, there's such an emphasis on going to college, and I get it, I think it's great, like obviously
I recommend like 100% like, do not drop out of school. Like,
you're like, I'm not encouraging anyone to drop out. But I feel like for some people, maybe it's not worth it. And for a lot of things, like owning your own clothing store, I'm sure going to college would have helped you in some ways. Like, if you were in the business school with me, they could have taught you some things. But I feel like the most important things you learn through experience anyway. Exactly. And so, like, people come out of college being like, I'm going to have a business. But it's like, no. Like, you learned, like, you maybe know like the tools to doing it, but you have to actually go out and do it.
I never learned the tools. It was just like, do it. And I was like, okay, like I'll figure
it out. I feel like going out and doing it though, like obviously you didn't need to go to college and it worked out fine for you, and you have a successful business, like you're a business owner. And so I think that's so admirable, and so many people can relate to college not being their path, or maybe they drop out or whatever it may be. So many people don't know what they want to do. And I think college does make sense for a lot of people, but I don't like that when you're in high school, so many people feel like forced into it when maybe they want to be entrepreneurial for a bit or just try to figure it out on their own. Like, I don't think there needs to be such a stress to go like right away and get your degree in 4 years, because I feel like now too, more than ever, so many people can just like work on their own personal brand and personal business and social media. Obviously there's so many opportunities.
It's such a big decision. So if anyone's out there debating it, like, please take your time, because it's tough. And watching all your friends go to school and you're not going with them, it's hard. On Cape, like, I know you've seen like the Cape when you were like there for quarantine and stuff, like it's like there's not much in the winter, and like a lot of times, like especially when people are at school, like it was so tough. And it's just like, okay, well, I made this decision, so like now what am I gonna do as a result of it?
Interrupting super quick to tell you guys about my mattress that I'm obsessed with, and I mean quite literally, you guys, I will sleep for 13 hours sometimes. It's that comfortable. I wish I was kidding. It is the Helix Midnight Luxe. That's the specific model. So we got it when we moved in September, and for the past 7 months I've had it. Let me tell you, amazing, incredible. You guys need one. I've actually spoken about it a bunch on my YouTube and my Instagram since it's my favorite mattress that I've ever had. And I've been surprised at how many of you have the Helix mattress that you love too. So that's so fun. I know I've said it before, but some of you out there are definitely, if it's you, I'm talking to you. Some of you are sleeping on some saggy old mattresses at night and you deserve better than that, people. So maybe it's time to give yourself an upgrade, right? If you didn't know, Helix Sleep has a quiz that just takes 2 minutes to complete and matches your body type and sleep preferences to the perfect mattress for you. Every body is unique and Helix knows that. So they have several different mattress models to choose from. They have soft, medium, firm mattresses, and even mattresses great for cooling you down if you get hot when you sleep. I feel like I didn't used to, but now I do, you guys. Why do I get so hot when I sleep, to you? But I took the Helix quiz and I was actually matched to the Midnight mattress because I wanted something that had a medium feel and because I sleep on my side. Max and I, and Brody too, love it. And it was so fast and easy to unpack and set up a while back. It's definitely an upgrade from my old mattress that was way too firm for my liking. So if you're looking for a mattress, you take the quiz, you order the mattress that you've been matched to, and the mattress comes right to your door, shipped for free. You don't even need to go to a mattress store ever again. And I know Helix actually offers exclusive discounts for teachers, students, and first responders, which is amazing. Helix is so awesome. You guys already know I'm a huge fan, clearly, but you don't need to even take my word for it since Helix was awarded the number one best overall mattress pick of 2020 by GQ and Wired Magazine. So just go to helixsleep.com/Gretchen, take their 2-minute quiz, and they'll match you to a customized mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life. They have a 10-year warranty, and you get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. They'll even pick it up for you if you don't love it, but I know you guys will. And Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for you guys at helixsleep.com/Gretchen. That's helixsleep.com/Gretchen. And now let's get back into the episode. So what are things or aspects that you don't like about social media?
I feel like the pressure of, well, I feel like it's a lot different now. Like I attribute that to like being on TikTok, which this sounds funny. So I feel like when I just did YouTube and I like really just focused on YouTube, you know, I felt like I had to fit this one aesthetic, this one, you know, neutral, minimal, like healthy kind of like lifestyle. You know what I mean? You know which one I'm talking about. The super just like nice aesthetic, clean, pleasing, satisfying life to like watch and look at and see pictures of. And then when I feel like when I started getting into like TikTok and I took my break from YouTube, I like kind of realized that the people I find like the most interesting is like, yeah, maybe that is like their life. That actually is their life. But just the people that their content's the most authentic, whether it's their life's aesthetic or not. And I was like, you know what? I don't have to keep comparing myself to, you know, those channels or those people. You know, finally came to the realization that everyone comes to that you're going to attract the people that you attract because they like you for the way that you are, mm-hmm. not for trying to be someone else. So I finally did that and I feel like I'm ready to come back as myself.
Tell us a little bit, because I know before we were recording you were like, I feel like I've changed so much since the last time we've talked. Yeah. Like I know you've talked about it a bit, but you feel like your mindset has just changed a lot, like taking a break from social media. Like how do you think you've changed and like how do you think you'll change like coming back to social media?
I feel like coming back to social media, I'm gonna try to share more about, you know, myself and my life so people don't have to follow me, you know, for those dry hauls, you know, just to see, you know, what, because I feel like a lot of people follow me because they, you know, like my sense of style or whatever. I feel like that's usually a pretty common like reason people say is that like the fashion aspect of things. And so I want them to watch not to see what I have, but because they're like genuinely invested in my life and want to watch my videos for me.
For you as a person.
Yeah, for me as a person, not because of, you know, the videos I was making before, because I can't even say that that was me in any way. Like it was honestly the most just dry, like, and I would say like this monotone, like no expression mm-hmm. on my face. And that's obviously not who I am in real life. I just couldn't make that like transition. Less material, more like just life.
I know you're so into fashion. Like where would you say you get your fashion inspiration from, or like inspiration for your outfits? Because if people go on your Instagram, your outfits are so good.
Thank you. But I would say I get a lot of, I don't know, my inspiration comes from a lot of different places. And I feel like that's what makes style so fun. is that you can, it can be whatever you want it to be, and it doesn't have to, you know, you don't only have to be street style or boho. Like, you can have a million different vibes, and you can like mix those vibes, and that's so cool, and it makes it, you know, authentic to you. So I feel like I get most of my inspiration probably from like a lot of street style accounts on Instagram. Like Kim Duong is like, I think that's how you say her name. Her name's like Black Dope on Instagram. She is like my absolute idol. Hailey Bieber, Kendall Jenner, just like those effortlessly like beautiful girls that just have like just really cool chic like streetwear style that looks like that's just their closet. It doesn't even look like it. It just is like your closet is just so cool. Like all the outfits you put together are just so cool. So I feel like
that's totally your vibe too. Like streetwear chic.
Yeah. Exactly. And I don't know. I feel like now I'm getting more into, you know, my style and not just what was popular. I feel like I always have liked trends, but I was kind of like afraid of them, and I would only buy things that were like super classic and like timeless. And now I'm like, oh, like 6-inch platform black boots. Like I want them. Or
yes.
like bright green bag. Like, okay.
Tell us about your dogs. I want the secret of the new dog. So I know you have two Pomeranians, Boston and Biggie.
Yep. So I have Boston and Biggie, and they're like the actual loves of my life. I love those dogs so much. And then I have Baby, and she's brand new. I've had her for probably almost a month now. I haven't posted any pictures of her, no videos. I feel like Gigi Hadid, like both my dog and like not my kid. But yeah, I haven't shown her at all, just because I feel like I wanted to like bask in the moment of new puppy. And
yes,
I love keeping it to myself. I did that with Boston and Biggie. I don't know why. I just like to, you know, kind of like live in the moment, enjoy that. And then I think she's gonna be featured in my comeback video. I'm probably gonna post that.
And tell them what breed of dog.
Oh, so forget. I'm so bad at explaining things. I get so excited. But she's a Great Dane. We found her in Florida. We did not plan on getting her at all. She was just there. She was living out like outside in a cage, and we were like, absolutely not. Like, you're coming home with us.
Oh my gosh.
And we took her and we love her, and she's so smart and so obedient and just like the most loving, sweet dog. And I was just like, wow, like everything happens for a reason. Like that. She was like, put in her
path. Wait, tell me what color she is. Cause I had two Great Danes growing up. So I'm so into Great Danes.
You said that. Okay, so she's black and white. She's beautiful. She's all black. Sorry, I didn't answer the question. All black, and she has white on her chest and white on her paws, and her paws are like the whole entire size of the palm of my hand. Like, a little more. So she's always
been, she's gonna like, be huge.
Oh yeah, her dad was 6'2" or 6'3" standing, like
on
his legs. And so yeah, she's gonna be a big girl. But we have a brand new big house that I live in. I just moved. That's also like another secret. I moved out of the house I've lived in my whole entire life. And she has this big new house, and there's like two beautiful like, glass sunrooms that she was like bask in and enjoy being like massive and huge.
My last Great Dane, Ozzy, was all black with white on his chest. And I need to send you pictures because when he would stand up, he would like his paws would be up on my shoulders, and he was like 6'2", like the same thing.
I've never seen such a beautiful dog too. And she doesn't leave your side. So she's so good at the tracks, like at the track when like Bubs is like training and doing all of that stuff, because she literally just follows right next to him or right next to me, like whoever like is around. She has no interest in like straying away or like doing anything else other than like being with us and sleeping. She doesn't even look on exercise. She just wants to like chill. We obviously take walks every day, but she doesn't even want to go on.
Yeah. Okay. That's something that people like literally don't know about Great Danes. I don't know if you know this, but they actually make really great apartment dogs because they don't need that much exercise as other dogs. And people always think because they're huge that they need like miles and miles of walking. But no, they get so tired because they're so big and they just get worn out like so easily.
It's actually not. I read, because I am constantly doing more and more research. And since it was just kind of like thrown into our laps, like we kind of had to rush to like figure out like what are we getting ourselves into, and like, and we of course like knew that we could handle the responsibility, and she had a great you know, she is a great place to like go back to and everything. But we had to figure out what is this dog about? Like, we, you know, have to do the appropriate research to like take care of her and make sure that she's like eating right. We have to know about like her health issues so we can like monitor them and just like all of like the potential things that can happen. And one of them is that like you shouldn't even really exercise them until they're like 6 months old, because they grow so big so fast. Their joints are so, so weak and so bad. They just get like ruined, and it ends up hurting them really bad in like the long run if they're like puppies and they're so crazy and active, and by the time they're older, they can't even walk anymore because they're just too big. They're too big for their own good, and their hearts are too small for how big their bodies get too. And I'm like, oh,
you're like my heart, I can't like take
my
it
heart. Like my
okay
heart.
You are literally the best dog mom, so baby is gonna have the best life.
I was gonna say, so spoiled you're always taking Brody to do like these fun activities. He's definitely not, he's living,
they're like our BFFs.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset, hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay, so we talked about this earlier, but do you have advice on losing friends, like making new friends? Because obviously as you grow up, like your friends change. And I was telling Kenzie, for everyone listening, that I feel like that's a question I've got a lot recently, because I think a lot of people that follow us are our age, you know, like young 20s, and maybe you're in college, graduating college, and friends change a lot. And especially, I mean, you didn't go. And so I feel like you're already in that part where it's like, okay, you're past school where you can't just meet friends in school and you're not like around people your age all the time. Like it really is hard to make new friends. So do you have advice on like losing friends, making new friends, everything like that?
Yeah, for sure. I have something else I feel like I've been working on recently is, you know, realizing the quality of people like I have in my life, you know what I mean? And this is not, it's going to sound really funny to say, but I feel like it's a really, you know, honest and true way of looking at things, is that no one, everyone that is in your life should have like a purpose, you know, a benefit to you. Like it's like a mutual benefit. Like they benefit your life, you benefit theirs. And I feel like I kind of like, when I was stepping back from everything and just reevaluating my life, you know, there's people that maybe, you know, you not even necessarily that a friend doesn't have to be a bad person for you not to be friends with them. It doesn't have to do anything like with like the people. It's just the fact that you guys, you know, don't mesh well as friends, and you don't benefit each other's lives as if like the way other friends do. And that's totally okay. And it's okay to grow apart. And there's no reasons like grudges should be like held or anything like that. So I feel like a good thing to do is, if you're like debating like a friendship, or if you're in a fight with a friend, that I feel like just stepping back and being like, okay, does this person like positively benefit me, or do they, you know, take away from me, negatively benefit me, weigh me down? And sometimes that is like the case, and you have to make that hard, you know, choice to do what's best for you. And same thing with like relationships, friendships, like whatever it is. But then there's also friendships that, you know what, shit happens, and like stuff happens, you know, you get in fights, you get in arguments, and maybe they do bring you down a little bit, because friends are friends. Friends can be frustrating. Friends can be great. Friends can be like a whole lot of things. But it's just, you know, stepping back and seeing, you know, if they're benefiting you in a positive way or like a negative way, and then seeing what to do from there. But, you know, definitely don't drop your friends just because they're annoying sometimes.
No, that's great advice, because I feel like so often, I think you're good at it, I am too, just being really honest with yourself and being like, okay, let's be like practical here, logical. Yeah. Is this person like, let's look, they're adding this, but they're subtracting this. I think some people are just so scared to lose friends and they're just hanging on to people in their lives. But it's like, if this person is just like a negative impact on you, you need to just focus on your well-being. And like, I feel like we were kind of saying earlier, like, the people you spend your time with. What's that saying? You're the sum of like the five people you spend the most time around. So if you're like, our values don't really align, or your actions are my favorite, it's okay to like move on.
Yeah. And that's totally okay. And you know what? I haven't, you know, had many times in my life where I've had to go like separate ways from friends. I will not hold like an actual grudge. And I feel like that's another thing I've been working on, is that like, I hate grudges. I really do. It, like, I'm the type of person that like, I can't just cut someone off and like call it a day. I have to end like on like a civil, and you can do that. You know what I mean? You can like, step away from someone, and it doesn't have to be some like, I don't want to be your friend anymore. Get, you can step back and just, and so you don't have a grudge. You don't hold that negative energy. You're at peace with the situation. And, you know, they will be too. And that's the best way to, you know, like end a friendship, if it has to be that way. And a lot of times what happens to everyone, is just being like, you know, I feel like we don't mutually benefit each other's life. Like, maybe we should take a step back and like, we can revisit this friendship in the future. But for right now, I just, it's not healthy for me. And that's all it has to be. And I feel like people make it a lot more than that.
Yeah. Yes, I know. I feel like we handle it very similarly. Like, we just want to be on good terms. We just want to be civil. Like, it's not a big deal. It's all good.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Because you don't want the beef, like the heavy, like you feel like heavy on your chest when you're having like arguments with someone, and it's just like, okay, we don't want this. We can like be adults here. It's the worst feeling.
Yeah, exactly. I definitely am such an overthinker too, in the way that like, and don't get me wrong, there have been plenty of times like in my life where I just throw my hands up in the air and just have walked away. But like, then there's still stuff like to this day that I'll hold like with me, being like, I wish like me and that person could have made it right, you know, and it, then it's later and it's like, doesn't matter anymore. But I am trying to go forward in my life where, you know, of course it does not happen very often ever at all, but I'm trying to go forward in my life when those situations happen, you know, not for it to, you know, be like that, and just to come to like a calm, like resolution to things. Whether it's my relationship, my friendship, my relationships with my parents, is just like really taking a step back and evaluating, you know, the relationship and seeing where to go from here. Because I feel like a lot of times you just, especially with like all that stuff, you just like go 0 to 100, you know, in relationships and arguments, like all of that stuff, if that makes sense. Like, I feel like a really big problem that I used to have would, I just get so frustrated and I would just like walk away, you know, and just be like, okay, I'm not doing this anymore. Like, whatever. And just like, leave it at that. And now that hasn't happened to me. And like, in so long, when I get frustrated, I will tell that person instantly, like, this is what I'm frustrated about. Like, let's fix it. And now I am at a place where I feel like I carry like no negative energy. And it just,
that's,
it feels
so good.
Yeah.
To just be honest.
Yeah. Just to be on. It's so hard to look at someone like right in the eyes and just be like, this bothers me, and I care about you enough to bring it up and to want to fix it. And like, sometimes you don't want to say that, and like, it's weird saying that at first like to someone, but like, if you live your life that way, like, I promise you, it will like benefit you so much longer than the long run, because then you never hold anything, and then you can just figure out, is that person meant to be in your life or like not, you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Great advice. Yes, it's very mature. Like, way of handling it.
Tangy, but like, you know, just address things as they happen, and
you'll be okay.
And you'll be okay.
Yeah. Okay, so a little bit of a pivot, but selfishly, I must know, what are your all-time favorite makeup products, hair products? Because everybody wants to know. Your makeup is always stunning. Your hair, obviously.
Okay, hair is, this is honestly probably the most annoying thing I could say, but the hair wrap is so good, because it's
so good.
It's everywhere. It's absurdly expensive. Like, I know, I was just talking about like getting away from like all that stuff, but like, that is one thing I will say. Your hair,
it's so,
it's like
good.
A really good thing.
Okay, what attachment do you use?
I use all, I just, of them. I have, like, I have them all, but I don't. Well, okay. This is, I don't want to bring the big box, but I use this sometimes, like
the round brush. Okay. Yes.
The air.
The big barrel ones. Yes.
The barrel freaking, and then I'll use like the, you know,
the blow dry part. They just give your hair that like blown out look.
I know, my hair is so sweaty because it's so hot in Florida, but so good. And I will say, if you are thinking about it, this is one thing I will say is for sure worth the, like, the investment. And it's so much better for your hair than, I feel like, than me straightening it every single day. I'll just blow it out, like, once every 3 days, call it.
I so agree. I know, I heard it's way less heat on your hair since it's more of like a blow drying situation instead of like hot plates, like straightening your hair, wrapping it around like a metal wand. I love the air wrap.
Hot when you touch the, I touch them all the time. They're not, I'm like, okay, if it doesn't touch my hand right away, then like it has to be way better for my hair. Yeah, I recommend that. And then makeup, my makeup changes so often. So I feel like I can't even, I always like to try new things. I feel like that's why I have so many different breeds of dogs even. Like Pomeranian, Great Dane, English Bulldog, French Bulldog, like they're all different. That's like the same way with makeup is that I, when I run out of something, I try not to, you know, buy the same thing again. I do, of course, sometimes. But I feel like the one thing I can't live without is Dr. Bronner's.
So, okay, what's that?
Mint peppermint. So, you don't know what it is?
No.
Gretchen, what?
Okay, I need it.
Dr. Bronner's?
No, like face soap? Like face wash?
It's like that. No, it's like you can, well, you can use a face wash, body wash. It's like
body wash. Okay.
You've never seen it. And like you can buy it at the store. It's like so classic. Like,
okay.
Classic. Like everyone has used Dr. Bronner's.
Bronner's.
Like
mint.
Like a big bottle like this. I get the peppermint one. They have, you're going to know when you see it. They have peppermint tree original. But I feel like that's just like my one holy grail product because nothing will make you feel cleaner than that soap.
Okay, so your body wash.
Body, yeah.
Face, I use body. Okay. Body.
It's kind of harsh on your face, but like I do it anyway.
Okay. What's on your lips? Your lips look so good. Your lips always look good.
Well, I get them done, but I use, that's my holy grail is Maybelline Nude Whisper Lip Liner.
Okay, I'm writing this down.
Maybelline I'm getting Nude Whisper Lip Liner and the Too Faced Injection Gloss. Those are the only two products I think I've rebought in the past like couple months. And but like, if you don't want to go down that route, like, it's lost. So I don't care what anyone says. I don't care about it. Lip injections are the best thing to ever happen to me. I know people are so weird about like that type of stuff.
No, they look so good. And they go so well with your face. Like they're not too big or, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I some people don't talk about that publicly because they, I, of course I'm not promoting anything or like whatever, do whatever you want. But like, yeah, I love a good lip injection.
I think it's so good for people to talk about it on social media or else, you know, like celebrities will not talk about all the work that they've gotten done. And then it's like, okay. And all these little girls are like comparing themselves to you when you don't even really look like that. So like, just be open and honest. Like people love it. It's so admirable to like talk about the work you've gotten done, you know?
Yeah, I like, I'll be the first person to say I love a good milliliter like once or twice a year, definitely more times a year maybe. And then Botox in the forehead to preventative. I'm not talking like Botox like Real Housewives can't move my face. Like that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, so like right here is just gonna stay smooth as I age. I'm not gonna like get the wrinkles and never be able to get because I'm not gonna have them in the first place.
I was just gonna say I will be the first person to document immediately when I get Botox this year because I'm turning 24 and I'm like I need preventative Botox, so I'm getting it in my forehead.
And
okay, I'll text you. I'll be like, where am I getting the Botox, Kenzie?
Oh yeah,
but I need it.
I know the best girl. I know the best girl. Lip Bunny, go to her. You guys probably
will text.
So like if anyone's from Massachusetts is listening to this, like you'll know what I'm talking about.
So okay, last but not least, I'm so curious. So I feel like on social media and in person too, you're such a confident person in your style, in like your personality, everything like that. So do you feel like your confidence has developed? Have you always been so confident in yourself? In like how you look, how you act, like everything like that?
No, definitely not at all. Well, like not at all, but I feel like it's definitely something everyone has to like work towards for the most part. Like it's, I feel like confidence was like a learned trait of mine. Mm-hmm. Not like, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say that like I look in the mirror and say like I don't like what I see. Like, that's not how it is. And I try not to, I mean, of course people have their days, like, of course, and everyone has stuff that they're in. I don't believe anyone if they say I'm not insecure about anything. I don't believe it. Mm-hmm. But I think it's okay to, like, love every part of yourself and stuff like that. But everyone has, you know, there's your insecure, like, their insecurities. And I feel like it was just until this year, like, literally until this past year, I don't think I've ever been, like, as confident, as pleased, like, with who I am and the way I look than I have been right now. For example, like, I was scheduled to get a boob job in January, right?
No way.
And so, yeah, I was, and then COVID pushed back because, like, it spiked up again, and people weren't allowed in the hospitals for, like, non, you know, essential things, which I totally understood. Mm-hmm. Emailed me the other day, and I feel like I wanted it my whole life so badly, and now she emailed me the other day to, like, reschedule it, and now it's, like, the first time where I'm, like, I don't know. I don't even know if this is something I've always wanted. And it's just, like, I feel like I'm having such a different perspective on everything. I'm like, I want to take another little bit to, like, think about this. And I probably honestly will still get it done. But, like, mm-hmm. I just have never loved myself and been as confident as I am right now. And this is the first time in my life I feel like I don't need it. I want it, pardon me. But this is every other time if you asked me, I would have been like, I need it. I want it. I don't care.
But, like, you're like, I'm just loving how I am right now in this moment of life.
I love how I am right now. I love my life. It's like, I don't want anything to be different. Like, I love exactly how it is right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think that's a great message because obviously people can be so opinionated about, like, changing your body in every way, but you've always had... it's always come from the best intentions for you. Like, you've always wanted to do it for you, and that's great. And then if you don't want to do it in this moment because you're loving yourself right now how you are, that's also great. Like, I think it's just people just make it seem so serious, and it's not that serious. Like,
it's not that serious to me, but reeling back in, no, I feel like confidence is definitely a learned thing. I started surrounding myself with people who were just more confident in themselves and like, my boyfriend is the most confident person you will ever meet in your life. He is, like, oh my goodness. I love him so much. He's just so secure with himself and who he is, and so just himself. It has been the most, like, inspiring thing ever. And I feel like that is a huge reason I feel as confident as I do now is because of him and, like, his support. And, like, for the first time that I feel like, yeah, I'm just happy with who I am. Not to say it's because of him, but just, like, I got to just, like, constantly be around and look at someone, and it's almost like his effect rubbed off on me, and now I'm like, I can do anything. I'm so cool. I love my life. Everything is great.
I think the people you spend, like we were saying, like, the friends, the people you spend your time with obviously have such an effect on you. And I've so felt that way too. My boyfriend, also very confident, and it rubs off on you. And I was just thinking about how anytime I've been with you, you're so confident in yourself, and it, like, makes me feel better being around you, and it makes me feel even more confident. So I so agree with that. Confidence is, like, very contagious.
I feel like I've been in relationships in the past where that person just, like, not as secure with themselves and, you know, not as confident. Not to, like, put them down or anything. People have to, like, go through their own journey. Mm-hmm. I feel like mine got sped. The process got a little sped up because, you know, I had bubs there with me. But I feel like when you surround yourself with people, you know, who aren't confident, and they kind of bring you down because of their own, you know, insecurities and stuff like that. It like takes a toll, you know. So I feel like surround yourself with the people that, you know, you kind of like want to be like. And
totally. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. This was so fun. We went all over the place, talked about your business, social media, not going to college, your boyfriend, confidence, your favorite, literally the tea on the Dyson Airwrap, that it's so good and so worth it. The pivot you're going to make on social media, like your dogs. We got everything.
For sure. I'm so excited. Thank you so much for having me. I thank you enough just for everything.
Of course.
Have been such a positive impact on my
I hope this gave you guys all the insight on Kenzie, things you may not have known. Oh my gosh, Brody. But thank you guys so much for listening, and I will catch you in my next episode. Bye, guys.